bombshell, the Supreme Court poised to strike down Roe versus Wade.
After the leak of a draft Supreme Court opinion that would overturn Roe v. Wade.
If Roe is overturned, at least 26 states would either ban abortion or severely restrict access to it.
The document is reportedly authored by Justice Samuel Alito. In it, he states that we hold that Roe and Casey must be overruled. Now, it's important to note that this is not the final word from justices, but it
caution. This package contains mentions of sexual, physical, and verbal abuse. Abortion and Roe v. Wade, two phrases that go nearly hand in hand in American dialect. Last Monday, Politico leaked the Supreme Court's written decision to overturn Roe v. Wade and leave abortion rights up to the states. But what does this all mean for American women? One woman in particular stands at the center of Roe v. Wade. Norma McCorvey, who took on the pseudonym Jane Roe. Growing up a victim of sexual, physical, and verbal abuse, Norma later became an alcoholic and a drug addict, with one child raised by family members and another she gave up for adoption. By the time Norma became pregnant again with a third child, she decided she wanted an abortion. After working with more educated feminists that used Norma's case as the face for granting abortion rights, Norma was left giving birth before the trial of January 1973. Here, Roe v. Wade gave women the right to terminate pregnancy up until the fetus is able to live outside of its mother's womb, which is typically around the 24-week mark. Norma was around 20 years old when she had her third baby. Today's typical abortion patient mirrors Norma in a few ways. 60% of women getting an abortion are in their 20s, and 60% have already given birth to one or more children. Some states, like Vermont, Colorado, and New Mexico, have allowed women to terminate pregnancy at any point. Others, like the state of Texas, have reduced the time limit to get an abortion to just 6 weeks, a decision that in September 2021 marked a major breach of Roe v. Wade's landmark decision.
Well, a new law has taken effect in Texas that will severely limit women's access to abortions. The state has made it illegal to terminate a pregnancy after about 6 weeks.
In the case of the Texas abortion law, the Supreme Court declined to step in and challenge the state legislature on its violation of Roe v. Wade. This move was a major predictor for the recent Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. The recent Supreme Court leak indicates that Roe v. Wade will be officially overturned, allowing states like Texas to have complete control over whether to ban abortion or not. For wealthier Americans with the means to travel to other states in the event they need an abortion, this decision won't do much. Higher class women also have more access to birth control and better health care than their counterparts, making this issue racially and class-based. For those on the other end of the spectrum, minority and low-income women, Roe v. Wade would make getting an abortion difficult and potentially dangerous. In states where abortions are made illegal, women unable to travel might have to go through extreme means to do so. According to Doctors Without Borders, unsafe abortions are one of the five leading causes of maternal mortality, and they are often done by inadequate doctors or environments lacking minimal medical standards. Resources do exist for women who live in states that may potentially ban abortions. The National Network of Abortion Funds is open for donations and helps give assistance for covering direct medical expenses or travel. Plan C is a medication that induces abortion up until 11 weeks after becoming pregnant. More to come on Illinois' specific resources at a later date. From Evanston, or whichever city you're in, this is Iris Swarthout, WNUR News.